Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, now we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, well, today, you know what? We toast the City Council of Vancouver, British Columbia. Now, earlier this week, this past Tuesday, in fact, the Vancouver City Council, they held its first public meeting of the year. So the first time they got together in 2022, but this wasn't just council business where they talked to each other about the boring stuff. They also opened it up to the public because, let's face it, when it comes to politics, it is important that we all get involved. Because of COVID restrictions and all the rest, you had to call in. So like anything, you'd submit your name, generally speaking, what your question is about. And then they'll pull you up, much like we do on the radio show, right? We have your name over here. Right. So, and we get to you. So we're going to let you listen to City Councilor Peter Fry. He turned his attention to the public for their comments. But here's audio of him soliciting the first caller. Listen closely.
No further questions from council. We're going to now hear from the public, starting with speaker number one, Jack and Daddy Off. Jack and Daddy Off. Speaker number one, Jack and Daddy Off.
So in case you missed that, last name Daddy Off, maybe first name Jack, middle initial N. This dude called for him three times. Never, you can look at the video, it never occurs to him what he's saying. And then the guy who goes by the name actually went on the phone, had a conversation with him about stuff. But yeah, he's like, looking for Jack and Daddy Off. Jack.
Jesus, come on.
I know, dude. It's just... so we toast them. Let's drink. We pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue, the throat, to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
The men's room presents... Profile This.
Oh, we suck.
Steven, throw a hook at you, please, everyone. Now, Profile This is played.
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Serena. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Serena, you understand how this here game is played.
Si, senor.
Took me a second. Fantastic. I'm like, see. Oh, right. Yes, sir. I know. I'm that bad.
That means you're old.
I know. So we have your choice of one of three stories, The Wonderful World of Drugs. We have Bite Me, in other words, what did someone find in their food, and Interior Decorating, where you guess the foreign objects that ended up on the inside of someone.
You know, I told myself if I called in, I was going to choose Interior Decorating, but after yesterday, I think I need to stick with drugs.
What was so bad about yesterday, man? We've had stories where a guy took 15 peeled boiled eggs and shoved them into his own anus. We had a kid that took a phone charger and put it in his urethra. Yesterday, the guy naturally was growing a tooth in his nasal cavity. And that's the one that set you off, huh?
No, I think it was a combination.
Okay. That just surprised me. The boiled eggs almost ruined me, but hey, each their own. All right, so
the boiled eggs got me too.
Whew. I just like that he peeled them before he did it. Just going that extra mile, like, okay, safety second. All right, here is your story. I believe our very own Mike Hall covered this last week. It's about a 37-year-old guy named Brandon Kaihak. He gets pulled over last week in Mankato, Minnesota, and the cops found a bag of drugs in his sweatpants. But he claimed that it was a mix-up, saying the drugs, of course, were not his and that the pants weren't his either. He said he borrowed the sweatpants from someone else and then gave him that person's name. But the cops knew it was a lie because, keep in mind, Brandon is 5'11". The person he tried to blame it on is 4'1". So as you might guess, he's now facing a felony drug possession charge. But the question was, what were the drugs that the cops rightly believed were his? Was it meth, crack, Molly, or coke?
Ooh, and this is Minnesota where everything's cold. What do you think, handsome Ted?
Wow, thank you.
You just put the biggest smile on Ted. It was so quick.
It's like, well, no, you don't say.
What can I say? I have permission for mouth stuff.
Oh, there we go. All right.
She's going to touch your grindle.
Oh, grindle time. You said he's wearing sweatpants.
He's wearing sweatpants. He had the drugs, I believe, in the pocket or inside of the pants.
And what time of day is it?
Let me see. That is the wrong goddamn paper. How about this one? It does not say. He just got pulled over last Wednesday. It does not say day or night.
Well, I don't think it matters day or night in Minnesota, because if it was last Wednesday, there was snow.
That's true.
I just think if he's high on Molly, he's like, man, I'm going to put on sweatpants, be comfy. So I'll go with Molly.
You go Molly?
Yeah. All right, I hear you.
I mean, I don't know.
I can't imagine what...
Yeah, he could also just be wearing crummy-ass sweatpants and have crack on him.
Now, speaking of that, I want crack.
Okay. Okay, just for the sake of variety, then I'll go meth.
Serena,
you're gonna go mess with me, huh? Or are you gonna go crack?
Wait, what did Serena, you pick, Ryan?
I picked crack.
Okay. Stick with meth.
Final answer.
Final answer.
Let us start with Miles Montgomery. You said crack.
Say crack.
And that is some good sweatpants wearing drugs right there. Oh, I'm afraid it was not crack. Need Ted Smith, you went with Molly. Say, hey, man, you're all high, you're in a good mood, feeling huggy.
Put on those sweats.
Put on those comfortable pants.
Yeah.
Now,
wow.
Serena, you just went garden variety methamphetamine, right? Just the standard U.S. drug. You are correct.
Nice.
Yeah. She knows what drugs you got in your pants.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.